One joy of reporting news for Allegheny Mountain Radio is talking to a recently published author from the area who brings settings with familiar, local-seeming characters into a story. Jim McLaughlin's Bearskin is that kind of a book with enough unexpected and exciting twists and turns to make it unique and, as the cover says, also visceral, raw, and compelling. Jim and I started out talking about the protagonist.
My main character, Rice Moore, he lives on a big nature preserve up in Western Virginia, and he's been working in a cabin demolishing the walls, and he disturbed a hive of bees, and they drove him out, and now he's out in the meadow looking around. No other human being lived within miles. Rice presided alone over 7,000 acres of private nature preserve. He was the caretaker and the science tech. He drove the John Deere tractor. He'd exaggerated his construction experience on the job application, probably one reason they'd hired a guy with his record. That and the fact that he was a qualified biological science technician who looked like he could take care of himself. He'd agreed to do the work on the cabin so the owners wouldn't hire a bunch of carpenters to drive up in the mornings and ruin his solitude.
What I thought was beginning as a story of arresting a ring of poachers quickly became more layered and adventure-filled. An old woodsman, barely speaking a word, showed Rice some carcasses of recently killed bears left on the land he is caretaking. The realism made me wonder about the extensive research, how Jim developed the plot, and especially the characters, both wholesome and sinister.
When I first heard about these carcasses and I started doing the research, one of the things I did was I got in touch with the Game Commission, the Virginia Department of Game and Inland Fisheries, and hooked up with an undercover law enforcement officer. I guess they call them wildlife enforcement officers now. Then they were game wardens. But he's an undercover game warden, and he was working on this investigation they were doing into the bear poaching for the black market. And, you know, I met him in this seedy hotel, and he was all secret, but he's a really neat guy and really impressive. But he told me a lot of stories about this overlap between the bear poaching and the drug trade. And there was a lot of the same people involved in the black market with the Gauls and Paws as were involved in the crack cocaine and whatever was the drug of choice back then. So that gave me the idea of having some folks, some interesting locals who might be involved in that. They would also be interested in bear poaching.
One of the progressions in the story is witnessing Rice, who we learn is hiding out for unknown reasons at that point, compelled to connect with other humans. The effort both exhausts and saves him. Jim continued.
He's very aware that he's been spending a lot of time by himself up in the woods, you know, for better and worse. He gains a lot through that, but he also, his social skills do get a little rusty.
In part two of this news piece, Jim McLaughlin, author of Bearskin, shares more about developing the sense of place and how he created vivid woodland scenes where so much of the action takes place. For more on Bearskin, please stay tuned to Allegheny Mountain Radio. For AMR, I'm Amanda McGuire.